sorry about that. A day late. It should have been yesterday, but I can't help it. Blast from the past. Throwback Thursday? Is this Thursday Shear? If it's Thursday Shear, then it's perfect. Miami Boys Choir, Lo Yisagoy El Goy Cherev. Imagine the great, incredible time when that is what's going to happen. Micha Dalid, Pasuk Hey, Ki Kol Ha'amim Yelchu, Ish B'Shem Elohav. All peoples shall go, each one in the name of his God. They're going to go to destruction because they worshipped idols, said Targum Yonasan. Radak says, until that time, each one goes in the name of his God. The gods of progressivism, the gods of Hinduism, the gods of whatever it may be. Communism. A lot of false gods out there. But until the Melech HaMashiach is going to show them the way. Not us, though. We were before and we are after. Before and after the Melech HaMashiach. We are all following the good way. We don't wait for the war of Gog and Magog to know which way we're supposed to go. And Vav Bayom Ahun Um Hashem Osva Hatzolei'a. On that day, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to heal the one who is limping. The Christians tried to steal this one for their guy, but they kind of faked the story a little bit. I'm going to heal the one who's limping, the exiles. I'm going to gather together. When you have Osva in there, you're talking about Asifas HaGolios. But it could be healing, says Rashi. We are sick and limping and suffering from pain. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to heal our ACL. V'hanidacha akabetza. And the lost one I'm going to gather together. We have 10 tribes that are long gone, even before the time of Micha. And we can hope we're going to bring them back. V'asher harei osi. And those whom I harmed. Now, that's interesting. Those whom I harmed? So, because of their averus, obviously, those who are responsibility for their own harm. But in this case, those who may have been harmed justifiably, but now I'm going to benefit them. Targum Yonasan says, those who I harmed because of my people's sins. All the people who got hurt. Good times are a-coming. Zayin v'samtiyas hatzolei'a lish'eiris. I'm going to make the limping one into a remnant. They're not going to die in exile. At least a few of them are going to make it back. That's why various Amoraim say in the Gemara that they would prefer not to be around for the Zman of Ikvas of the Mashiach, because many people are going to suffer. But at least some of them are going to make it. And the scattered one is going to be made into a mighty nation. So the lost one exiled far away from his land, the scattered one. So Radak says, in the name of his father, the strongest and fattest ones of the flock go ahead in the front because of the superior strength. But the limping ones who are usually in the back, straggling in behind the group, I'm going to give more strength. They're going to be a mighty nation. I tell you, if you look at the Jewish people today and where we rank in popular opinion, we certainly are pretty straggly right now. Even all those Jews who thought that they were going to make friends with all the right people and vote for Mamdani. And I'm sorry, I keep bringing current events in, but it's just, it's all here in every pasuk. Umolach Hashem Aleihem Bahar Tzion. Hashem will reign over them on Har Tzion me'atav yad olam. From now and until forever, the other nations will no longer reign upon us. We don't have to worry about who gets elected mayor of New York City. Once we're all back in Yerushalayim, we don't have to worry about it. And when it's Yerushalayim, not like in the previous parak, where it was built on the blood of the poor, that's Yerushalayim that's well worth living in. And another phrase that you should find very familiar, Ches v'atah migdal eder, and you, tower of the flock, the one towering above, Ofel bas Tzion, the tower of the daughter of Tzion, Odecha Teseh. To you, it's going to come. Uva ha-memshala ha-risham ha-mlechas levas Yerushalayim. The former kingdom is going to come to the daughter of Yerushalayim. So to you, the remnants of the limping ones, the scattered ones, the complete kingdom, not the kingdom of Yisrael versus Yehuda, 10 tribes versus 2 tribes. But the entire kingdom of Beis David as it originally was before it was divided. The kingdom of the daughter of Yerushalayim. The original, the OG kingdom. The one that I've been moaning about since we did Sefer Melachim. How could it possibly be that we only had 33 to 40 years of David HaMelech, 29 years of Shlomo HaMelech, and 2.5 years of Shaul HaMelech to be one unified country? 71 years, that's all we got? We talk about 70 years between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. I'm talking about 70 years before we split ourselves up because of our own infighting that we can't seem to control. Tess, atah lama sarii reya. Now, why do you seek friends? Why you rebel against me, Zakrashi? Why do you want friends? You want the king of Mitzrayim. You want the king of Ashur. You want Zoran Mamdani. You want Donald Trump. You want allies, allies, allies. I'm going to vote for you. Every Jew has a million and one reasons why we need this guy, that guy, the other guy. Why do you want these people as friends? HaMelech ein bach. Is the king not among you? We always have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Im yoatzeich avad? Has your counselor been lost and died? You say, I don't have anybody to give me any advice on what I'm supposed to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't sending Nevi'im into our midst to tell us what to do. Ki hechazikeich chil kayo leida, that you are like a woman in labor pains, feeling these terrible pangs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the one who's going to redeem us. Don't forget. Yud chuli vagochi basion kayo leida. Be in pain. Kneel down. A woman giving birth used to get on all fours and bend down to have gravity and to have the body in the proper position in order to give birth and push. Get on the birthing stool. Ki ata seiti mikirya v'shachant basada. Now you're going to go forth from the city. You're going to live in the field. Ad Bavel, sham tinatzeli. You'll come up to Bavel. That's where you're going to be saved. Talmud Bavli is coming. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you from Bavel and bring you back. And 90% of the Jewish people refuse to go. ... Sham yigalech Hashem mikafo yivoyich. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem you from the hands of your enemies. Your dwelling is going to be plowed up like a field, Zakrashi. You're going to leave the city. You're going to leave Yerushalayim to go into Golos. And you're going to try to go out and live in the field. You're not going to be able to live in the field either. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you. Don't count on all these Gentile kings and allies who you always think are going to be the salvation of the Jews. Communism is going to save me. I did a shiur once on the Jewish communists. I'm planning on expanding it a little bit, maybe for next Pesach. And the idealism of the Jew, thinking that our salvation is the hands of the Goyim, that if we just are smart enough to win more Nobel Prizes than everybody else, then they'll love us. Never. Look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only place salvation and redemption are going to come from.